Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great Tuesday. Happy Remembrance Day. It's a beautiful day out there, so I hope you're enjoying it. And I'm here. My name is Shay. This is the show Shine On here on CITR. And I'm going to be playing some of my favorite Vancouver musicians today, so it should be a good show. I also have some musical guests here, so that'll be a great time. So to kick it off, I'm going to start with one of my friends. His name is Sam Tudor, and this is off of his album, The Modern New Year, and the song is Vaccines. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Saw it on the screen, generator that keeps moving this machine. It's gotten into me that I know what it means. It's something that I've seen. I'm laying bricks to wisdom, leaving spaces in between. Oh, wrote it in the will. But I would like to go out unconfined and still. But as the winter's coming creeping down the hills with an unfamiliar chill, I'll be somewhere warm just waiting for my empty cup to fill. Oh no. I'm still looking for the biggest stone. I always said I'd throw him at the crown. But every passing year, I always stay right here. And I'll be there when the glory all goes down. Oh. Told it to the saints. Said I'd like to trade my canvas in for paint. Saint Cecilia came down and told me, friend, it's better in the end to burn the old acrylic, keep you warm while you defend. Oh, no. Saw it on the screen, generator that keeps moving this machine. It's gotten into me that I know what it means. It's something that I've seen. I'm trying to kill a virus while I'm giving it vaccines. Oh no. I'm still looking for the biggest stones I always said I'd throw them at the crowd. But every passing year I always stay right here, and I'll be there when the glory all goes down. Oh,
Foxtrot around the room, I gotcha. Babe, you got me too. What oh, what are we doing, honey? What oh, wake up, open up the blinds, the sun's out, let it in your eyes. Oh, oh, we couldn't be happy, honey. What oh, but all I try to make some sense, it feels good to get it off your chest. Uh-oh, I'm trying to be honest, honey. Whoa-oh. Break up, let's tear it all apart. Maybe get back to where we started. Oh, cause this is getting harder, honey. Whoa-oh, it's getting so much harder because all I
how much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, so we were just listening to a couple mellow songs to start off the show. That was Sam Tudor with the song Vaccines, and then after that, Jasper Sloan Yip with the song Foxtrot. Both Vancouver bands / singer-songwriters. All right, so I am joined in the studio with a musical guest here. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
We are Two Doges and a Couple of Bods. I'm Matt.
And I'm Omar.
Awesome. So these guys are going to play a few songs during the show. Yeah, do you want to introduce this one and kick it off?
It's called A Pleasure to Meet You.
Yeah, it's from our first album. She's on Bandcamp.
Check it out. Cop the album.
It's free.
Yeah. This is one we like to play at shows a lot.
Yeah,
we'll be playing it in Shindig.
We recorded this song and went last year in one of our dorm rooms. Actually recorded the album there.
Yeah.
And the basement of the building.
So great.
All right,
kick it off, guys.
I met you at a Two Doges show. You were obviously watching me. Your face was flawlessly riddled with oddities. I loved your qualities. So I approached you modestly and said, "Do you like this music prodigy?" She said, "Honestly, I've seen a lot of these. And you're just another Mac DeMarco wannabe. And I don't mean to be rude. You are kinda cute. But to tell you the truth, my boyfriend's in a bad mood. And he's coming back soon and hates seeing other dudes with his boo. I'm sorry, but what can you do?" "No, not my dearest, what about my lyrics? I wrote you a song, do you not want to hear it? Have you guys been on full dates? I know that I'm so late, but I think we're soulmates and I'd hate to slow fate. And maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love it seems she's taken. Being with you is a dream I've forsaken. My mind's aching, my heart's breaking. Maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love it seems she's taken. Being with you is a dream I've forsaken. My mind's aching, my heart's breaking." Then her man pulled up in his two-seater, wearing cargo shorts and a new beater. He said, "It's a pleasure to meet ya. I heard you doing shows, you could probably use a feature." The audacity, as the girl of my dreams and still thinks you could rap with me. I said, "I think we're fine, but if we ever need a nugget, then I'll keep you in mind." Now I'm driving home on this windy route, asking myself, what is life about? I need some modest mouse, or maybe some Proust, or is it Proust? Oh, what's the use? My crime's profuse, writer's block from this noose that I'm wearing around my neck like a necklace. I went from restless to reckless, I canceled my shows, now I'm burning the set list. And maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love it seems she's just taken. Being with you is a dream I've forsaken. And maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love it seems she's taken. Being with you is a dream I've forsaken. My mind's aching, my heart's breaking.
So Sick. That was so good, guys.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. So that was the first song you guys recorded, or?
One of the first? Once we got, we were doing songs in the basement off of like the Mac computer recorder, and then we actually purchased some equipment. Yeah, well, so we did, that was one of the songs we did with equipment.
It was excellent.
Back when we didn't have equipment, we used pencils for drums.
Yeah. use a pencil on the body of an acoustic guitar for drums.
That's awesome.
Very DIY. That
sounds like college.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you guys for that. That was a great one.
Thank you very much.
Sick. All right. Well, we're going to play the Shilohs right now. And the song, I don't know. I guess I'm going to play the second song. So that is Ordinary People. We're going to listen to Ordinary People by the Shilohs. You're listening to CITR.
But heaven knows you haven't got a lot. When it takes a toll, when it takes a toll. Shows and awning, and all because now the bailiff was calling. When it takes its toll, when it takes its toll. Trust them that I can love.
This is music, so open your ears. It's just another day on the radio for Pierce and my buddy Mac here.
You sick and tired of that radio trash? Have a bit of this music and wash your ears out, poopy.
Dear.
Alrighty, so we were just listening to a bunch of cool bands. So we heard the Shilohs with the song Ordinary People, and then after that, the Albertans with the song Jason, and that's off of their really, really sick album called Dangerous Anything, which is really good. And then just now, we're just listening to Brastronaut, who are a classic Vancouver band. Gotta love that trumpet. And that was the song Slow Knots. So, once again, I'm joined by two Doges, a couple of Bouds.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Omar and Matt, you guys are also in other bands, correct?
Yes, we are in a band called At Sea, which started out as, like, my, like, solo project thing, but then, like, just expanded to, like, a band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a EP coming out under this record label from Indonesia. It's going to come out on CD and tape by the end of the year.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. And At Sea played last week.
Yes, we played the School of Rock.
Beer Garden.
Beer Garden. That was
an excellent show.
I couldn't make it, but yeah, I'm really glad that you guys had a sick time. Yeah.
It was very fun.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, of course. yeah, and then you're also in, no, is that it? At Sea and Two Doges?
Yeah, we're all At Sea and Two Doges.
Yeah. For now.
I play music with Cameron Robinson also, like doing his like solo stuff. We played a couple of shows last month. And yeah, and Matt's doing his solo stuff too.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
It's taken a while, but yeah.
We got Aloha Dave giving us the thumbs up.
Doing some test stuff.
Hi, Aloha Dave. So talking about Two Doges, you guys are playing Shindig next week.
Yes, we are.
I'm very, very excited.
Very excited for that.
It's going to be great. So yeah, that's at the Hindenburg, of course. And you guys are playing with Skim Milk and Spring Breaks.
Yeah.
Awesome. So
they sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
Playing last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have fun. They're headlining Shindig next week. Also, go to Shindig tonight if you're listening and you're not doing anything, because it's a really fun time. And the Hindenburg... you guys haven't been there yet?
No.
It's such a strange place. It's so weird. I'm sure you guys will love it. It's just like the strangest place. But it's awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, do you want to play some more music?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll do... this is a song currently called Dust, and it's... we'll give a shout-out to the family members. Shout-out, Mom and Dad.
Shout-out to my mom and dad, too, if you're listening.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a nostalgic song.
It's a nostalgic song.
Excellent. Gotta love the shout-out to the parents. All right, take it away.
Take me back to the days with my siblings, Christmas and Thanksgiving. We always had a full house. What do you know about being the youngest of six? You're young and pissed at all the moments you missed. I wanted my teens to come quick. I wish I never dismissed those times, because it's times like this that I wish I could go back. But that's just a throwback, and sadly I know that I can never return. Take me back to the days with my mama though, when we wore the matching coats and we hiked down these roads in Osoka snow. Back when I would go to school and say I missed her, and bike rides with my sister. Back to when I first learned to ollie, we had Lady and Molly. My brother went away to school, I couldn't wait for him to call me. Man, how I missed that. And I would never risk that. A perfect memory I could never get back, but I'll pretend to be. All the setbacks and all it meant to me, my perfect memories. Take me back to the days in middle school, when I had a swimming pool and had the homies for some barbecues, listening to Harvest Moon. And we would skate until the cops come. Skate 3 on a rainy day, Pepsi on a hot one. In the summers before employment, those were summers full of enjoyment. Twisting knobs for y'all tonight, or this afternoon. Uh-huh.
fun.
It's great, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what was that one called?
That's called Dust. Dust right now.
Yeah. It's fantastic. We haven't recorded these ones. These are some, we're working on some new hip-hop stuff. So
cool.
They're kind of in the making, but I just got to finalize the writing for them. And then
excellent.
We'll start recording, making music videos.
Yeah.
Do a North American tour.
Yeah. All that big band stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Omar, do you want to explain what that machine is?
It's the MPD-26. It's basically it's a beat pad, but it's also like a MIDI controller at the same time. But
state of the art. It's also a seat and fits nicely in your backpack.
Yeah. It fits nicely in your backpack. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So basically, I just put like effects on it, and then this thing triggers the effects, and I just control how much that affects is put on the song, kind of thing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that was sick. All right. Well, we're gonna listen to what are we? Oh, Mode Modern. Really sick band from Vancouver, and this is a really awesome song. I like it a lot. It's called Occult. I always have trouble pronouncing this. I don't know why. Occult Delight. Yeah, and this is Mode Modern. It's not even a hard word. Yeah, all right. So you're listening to CITR.
I see myself on somber streets, illustrations drawn. Reflections in the halls of history. I see our foes as shattered glass, and how I long to fade in the promises we made. We are the ghosts.
looks like when a Martian's on a poster. Take me to your dealer, to take me to her supplier, to take me straight to the reefer, to take me back to the fire. Either that or bring it to me, but either way I'm gonna need at least about 5,000 doobies. Doing donuts in the drop top saucer and marijuana crops. Mel Gibson in the kitchen trying to chop my fingers off.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Oh,
All right. So we're just listening to Mode Modern with the song Occult Delight. And then the Courtneys with the song, it was a single that they put out called Mars Attack, and that was featuring Young Brazed, crazy local rapper. And then just now we're listening to the Dead Ghosts off of the album Can't Get No with the song Rocky Said. All right, well, all right, I have to ask, where did you guys get your name from? How'd that come about?
When I first met Omar, I had never heard, surprisingly, I had never heard the Doge meme.
Okay. Yeah, it was back when it was, like, still
and then around. He, like, he told me about it. He told me about it, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And
yeah.
That's, like, kind of what made our friendship concrete, you know?
Okay.
Because we shared that stupid-ass meme. So we started using the word Doge a lot, and then I had a friend in high school named Matthew Nordine, who was a really great guy, and he used to yell bud, but he would say bod when he said it, so
okay.
That's where the second part came from, and then we just found a way to throw them together.
Yeah, he was just like, really remember. I was just like, dude, what should we call? And then you're like, Tito just in a couple of buds. Like, right, okay, yeah, sure.
That's awesome. I like it. It's very unique.
All right.
Did you guys want to play one more song?
Sure. We'll do a little bit of a freestyle for you guys.
Excellent.
Yeah. So love it. We got some songs called Surf and Turf.
Surf and Turf. Like, yeah, this is not like the final.
Beach Boys sample in the instrumental.
It's I sampled Surfer Girl by Beach Boys in this song.
Sweet.
Yeah. DJ Twisted Knobs.
So shout out to my friend. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
A bowl of cinnamon toast. Well, I'm swimming with these women in the wings of the coast in hopes that they see my true character. Cause I'm an empty, zen-free MC embarrasser. Chilling with the stylish chalice in my stylish palace. Alice and Alex, the balance on the futon. Living out my salad days and still getting croutons. I had a group on. Rough night. Said I'm up next. Said I'm uptight. I made her upset. She catch the next flight. But I'm exposing homophobic rappers and leaving Sasha Baron. Leave them on my casket bearing from the raps they're sharing. Two doges on the radio, look at the rap they're airing. And if you ask, I'm wearing some polo from Boko. You already know though, no longer illegal. I got the king in the Nas last name, so all my shit is regal. I'm like Steven Seagal, or is it Seagal? You know I got playing basketball all day. Skate through the hallway. That's the MK way. This is two doges and a couple of bods. And after every show, we got a couple of runs. Not to disrespect anybody. You know I'm rapping to the moon like Kid Cudi. Now I'm back on this flow. Let's just have it goes. Touring on the road. Off this DJ Twisted Knobs. Shout out to my brother Rob. In Toronto, you know I mate Ray John like Rondo, assisting the game. I'm in my lane, but I ain't switching, like it's king in the name. GDCB, time's at sea.
Excellent. That was fun. Was that freestyle rapping as well?
It was, yeah.
Excellent. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Good job, guys. Good job, man. So Matt and Omar, two doges and a couple of bods.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for
having us. Of course. Thanks for coming, guys. Great time. It was fantastic. And again, you can check these guys out next week at the Hindenburg. And that is November 18th. Yep. So
we have a full band, too.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be like
rehearsed and everything.
It's not going to be beat pad. Whatever.
Yeah, we got Liam Dolan on bass, Cam Robinson on guitar. We got Eli Teed on drums. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, all our friends are going to come out.
Hopefully.
All of your friends have to come
All of
out.
Our friends, yeah. All
the people who come out are our friends. So all our friends will come out.
All right, sick. Well, we're going to listen to a pretty awesome garage rock duo out of Vancouver. They are called the Pack AD. And this is off of their album, Do Not Engage, with the song Animal. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Thank you very much for tuning in, and once again, thank you to Two Doges and a couple of Bods for coming into the show.
Thank you.
Great time
for having us.
Yeah. One more time, go see them next week at Shindig, and go to Shindig tonight if you're not doing anything. And hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
You're great.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys?
All right, stay tuned for Give Him the Boot. If he's coming in, I don't actually know if that's gonna happen, but stay tuned in case that does happen. He's not around yet, but who knows. Yeah, and just enjoy the day, enjoy the week. It's supposed to be super nice all week, so soak it in before we have eternal rain. All right, yeah, have a great day, and this is Shay on Shine On, and you're listening to CITR. Peace out.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Port